Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
A reminder, we're at East River 9 on Thursday, all the shows. We want you guys to come on out and hang out with us. And Paul and the Killer Bees are going to be at Wild West Brew Fest on Friday, Typhoon, Texas. 555 Katy Fort Bend Road, Katy, Texas. So let's go. The Wild West Brew Fest at Typhoon, Texas. So let's go. Get on out there. Those of you in Katy, we're out there with you. Let's go.
All right.
Hang out with them.
Tournament bracket. Mapes is in fifth amongst everyone.
Mapes?
Mapes is in fifth. You're in 372nd place.
Me?
Yep. Paul Gallant, I'm in tied for 88th. Paul Gallant is 564th out of 607. And then...
Now, there are a lot of people tied because it's measured by current points. So I have 47th. I have 47. The leader has 57 points. The leader has the name I Need a Nurse in here. And they have 57 points. And
that's not
so
good.
No, so it counts the number of wins you have in each round. So you could be in 104th place, but you could have the same amount of points as someone like 70th.
So there's JJ Branham, who is in 61st place, but he's got 50 points. Then there's not Jeremy Branham, who is tied with me with 49 points, tied for 88th place, which is basically like being tied for 74th. So I don't know if he's, you know, cause sometimes people say not, and they're really that person. So I don't know who that is. I was looking for Joel Blank, and as so I search Blank, and all it says is Blanky Cries, and that one's in 23rd place. So I don't know if that's Joel or somebody just trying to mess with Joel.
Well, whatever. 372nd is the best place, I think. I'm going to make a charge, an unbelievable charge coming up.
Do you have all your Final Four teams still?
I have no idea. I don't know who I pick.
Well, having all four of them gives you a shot.
Well, he has Houston winning.
So so he's still alive there.
Yeah, he's still alive. In his Final Four, he had, let's see, he had Alabama, Houston, Auburn, Florida, still alive. Chalky, Milwaukee. Uh-huh.
That's right. Let's go. You steered me wrong on St. John's. That's
why I was just a little trick trying to get you to eliminate yourself.
372nd place. That's why. I got all my Final Fours, and all my Final Fours are going to get there, so. So let's talk about the Rockets. Dell, we got a little email talk. He was none too pleased. Let's hear the rebounding and the transition. First of all, no Nikola Jokic last night, but it didn't matter to them. DeAndre Jordan actually made a difference for him. I think he had five. He was 5 of 7, which is pretty good. That's not a bad little backup plan that you got DeAndre Jordan. But the Rockets they played sloppy. They just were not good. They didn't shoot well. Fred VanVleet had a great game, 37 points, and then he was just meh. He was terrible. He wasn't even good yesterday. Here's Ime talking about getting dominated and rebounding and transition.
Yeah, I mean, we got dominated in those two areas, rebounding and transition. Fast break points, I mean, we end up 16 to 10 offensive rebounds, but they converted. We were only 3 for 14, and they were 7 for 13, so they doubled our points there. And then 14-0 transition areas we expect to do much better in, obviously, but, a poorly played game overall. I think very average first two quarters, and it's tied at halftime. So you're looking at that as a positive. We didn't play really good at all. And then obviously a terrible third quarter, and get yourself back in it in the fourth with the average quarter best. So some positives to take from that, that you you know, we have a layup with about a minute and 51 seconds left to be a two-point game that we miss. And with that being said, how poorly we played overall, it's a good sign.
Still in second place. Now yep. They got a game lead over Denver for second place in the West. And they're 9-1 over their last 10. They did beat a lot of really crappy teams along the way.
But you needed to do that to push yourself up, right? To push yourself ahead.
Yeah.
That's what you did to create your cushion. And now you have to maintain your cushion.
Right. Now they've got Atlanta. And, you know, that's not going to be easy. Atlanta's in a 7-hole. And they're coming in here tomorrow night. Atlanta's in the 7-hole in the East, and they want to get into the get out of the play-in, and they want to get into the playoffs. So they're going to be playing hard. They're not playing. Listen, you just got to play better than you did last night. I don't know what the deal was. The Hawks have won 3 in a row now. They're 7-3 in their last 10, so they're playing some pretty good basketball.
Ooh, Johnny. So the Rockets have played Denver twice. They have a win, 128-108.
Yep. Right.
They have a loss. They got one more April 13th that's going to be the head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
That could end up being a big one.
That should be huge.
You know what game it is? Game number 82, the last game of the year.
Ooh, that could mean something.
Yeah, it's at Denver. No, it's at Houston.
Nice.
That could end up being a really, really big game against the L.A. Lakers, just in case you run into them. You got two left with the Lakers. You beat them the first one. But, you know, Lakers are a team that you could, you know, that could end up being a tiebreaker situation there. You got three games total against them. You have beaten them once. March 31st, so in a week, you got the Lakers in L.A. And then April 11th, which is game 81, you've got the Lakers in L.A. So game 81 is against the Lakers. Game 82 is against the Nuggets.
And this is the Nuggets 82. Sunday the 13th. That's after a West Coast swing. Golden State at Golden State, at the Clippers, and at the Lakers.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that ain't
going
to be easy. That ain't going to be easy.
Well, yeah, at least you've got a little bit of time. Like Golden State is – I mean, Golden State is April 6th, and then you don't play again until April 9th, so you have some time off, and then you play again April 11th, and then you play April 13th. So at least none of them are back-to-back games, but what we're saying is there could be some – not only is there going to be seeding potentially, there's going to be the head-to-head tiebreakers. So, well, your last two games – and, you know, actually, all four of those teams that you mentioned will be in the playoffs probably – at least in play-in situations with the Clippers. So this is going to be a big deal coming down the stretch. Like, that's why you got to start really cranking up every win that you can get. You're going to have to start piling on.
Yeah,
any slappy, you got to beat them. You got to take them out.
It was good to that stretch, the way that they played. They didn't play great basketball. They certainly didn't look good against the 76ers. They didn't look good against the Bulls. But they won those games. They were able to come back, bounce back, and win those games, and that's awfully important. They've got Utah. They got Atlanta, Utah. They got the Lakers
at Phoenix.
At Phoenix, they got to take care of that business as well because they're not good.
It's going to be a challenge. It's going to be a challenge. Like you really can't lose to the Hawks and the Jazz. The Hawks and Jazz have to go down. You got to take those teams out because you got Oklahoma City coming up April 4th, and we already know that they, you know, you're at home, but we know that's going to be a tough one. You're 1-3 against them so far this year. And then you're at Phoenix, and you've beaten Phoenix twice this year, but can you make it three? Can you beat them all three times? I mean, it'd be nice, but at least you have the Jazz twice. So you've lost to the Jazz in your only game. You got to win the next two. There's really no choice. You got to win the next two against Jazz. You got to beat the Hawks, those three. You need to beat the Lakers in one of them. That gets you to that. There's four wins right there. I mean, I'm not going to count the Oklahoma City game as a win necessarily. You may split out with the Lakers. You really need that Denver game too. You know, you need to split out your Western Conference run. You need to go no worse than 2-2.
I'm going to be here in L.A. April 11th, so I think I'm going to go to that Laker game.
Do not wear your Laker gear.
I'm wearing my red, brother.
Okay.
If I die that night, then
what if people scream cheater at you?
No, I was
cheater, cheater.
The Rockets didn't cheat nothing.
Big trap. Altuve sucks. They'll suggest F Altuve.
Why are they doing that for the Rockets game?
Because they know you're a Houston fan.
Thank you.
Did you see the good news?
They will know it.
By the way, did you see the good news from Jim Bowden?
Jim
Bowden says, according to Astros GM, Dana Brown, they've not made their final decision, but all indications are that rookie Cam Smith will be the starting right fielder on opening day. None of this super two or what's it called? What's the name?
Super Tuesday.
Not Super Tuesday.
Well, no.
But they're not going to delay him in the minor leagues. They're putting their best lineup out there. And if having Altuve out in left field is about having your best offensive lineup in there, then Cam Smith's got to make this team. If that's what we're doing, the best lineup, then let's go ahead and get Cam Smith out in the field right away. Now, you've got two non-outfielders in the outfield, if that's the scenario. How much does that bother you? Typically, you know, most baseball fans are all about offense. They don't care about – I shouldn't say most. A good percentage care about what's the best lineup you can put out there. The hardcore baseball fans care a lot about defense. I always like err on the side of offense, but I recognize it's easy to do that until you have errors in the field. Then you're like, oh, defense is important.
Yeah.
Altuve in left and Cam Smith in right. How much does that bother you to have non-outfielders in the outfield? In two spots, potentially.
And then you got a puss arm in center. I mean, Jake.
Well, it depends on who's in center.
Jake is a good glove, but he's not a stick, and he doesn't have an arm. I mean,
well, what about Chaz?
Huh?
Why can't Chaz play center field?
Well, I guess he could.
Yeah, why are we just handing it to Jake Myers, who's been ineffective for like 3 years.
You got a little fella in left. You got a pudgy guy in center. And you got a rookie in right. Okay? I mean, that doesn't sound great to me. Okay? I don't know. Does Joe Espada bring Chaz Pudding every day? I don't know.
I just want to see whoever your best is in the outfield. You know, depending on how they utilize Dubon.
Yeah, but you know, they play Jake. They like Jake. For what?
How long
reason,
are you going to keep liking Jake?
Well, how long are you going to like Chaz? Chaz was the one that was on double-secret probation this
Jake
spring.
Has an OPS, a career OPS of 662. In 4 years, like, how long are we going to do this? Jake stuff is really played out by now.
We're doing it again, so just so you know.
Nah, not for long. You can't have an OPS of 662 and stay out there long. Last year, he had 513 plate appearances. Oh. That is a joke. I mean, he had an OPS of 646. What are we doing? An on-base percentage of 286. Slugging of 360. You just can't do that. Jake just cannot have that many plate appearances this year. It's not possible. You've seen who he is. You know exactly who Jake Myers is. There's no reason to keep rolling them out there, 117 strikeouts and 461 at-bats? What are you doing? There's no reason to play him that much. Play Dubon more.
Absolutely.
And Altuve at second, and then Yordan in left.
Well, Dubon is at second. Well, unless Brandon Rodgers is going to be at second and Dubon can play center. That might be your best lineup.
Yeah.
That might be your best lineup.
Yeah. Anything with Jake out and Dubon in, is your lineup just got better.
Yep.
And you know what? I would go ahead and say your defense got better.
Yep. Dubon in center is better. He doesn't have a huge arm either, but
no.
At least it's better than Jake's. Jake's is terrible. That's terrible. All right, we got to break it here. Time to talk about what it means to be a Texas homeowner. I'll tell you what it means. It means you're paying taxes, okay? Oh, there's no income. There's no state income tax. Yeah, that's great. Except the property taxes in Houston and in Texas are ridiculous. It's ridiculous, okay? When it comes to paying property tax, Ownwell believes you should only pay what's fair. And you can sign up in 3 minutes. Then you don't have to do anything. Ownwell does it all. And now you don't pay them unless you save. So you save And listen, 86% of Ownwell's customers receive a reduction, with the average customer saving $1,100, over $1,100. And it could be more, could be less, could be more, but the average saving. So that just tells you that the government is wrong about how much they're charging you on property taxes 86% of the time. That means that you need to fight it. Don't fight it yourself. They have cutting-edge technology, and they beat them. They just beat them 86% of the time. That's a big, big, big win. And so the deadline to protest is May 15th. You can save money in your property taxes with Ownwell. Sign up in less than 3 minutes. Start your protest today at ownwell.com. ownwell.com. That's ownwell.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here with us, hurry up. Get in here and hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Did you guys see the high school girls basketball coach that pulled the girl's hair?
Saw that.
Yeah. He got fired.
Yeah.
He got
probably going to happen. You just grabbed a girl by the ponytail and yanked it, and her teammate stood up for her.
While they were in line. I guess they were. She was crying.
Watching the end of the game, I think.
She was crying, and, I don't know. I thought that, they were in some kind of a line, whatever. And he went up behind her. He didn't like. I don't know what she was doing, but she was, she kind of moved away from him, and then another girl said something, and he told her to shut up, and then he got fired.
And he got in that girl's face too, and the girl was actually protecting her teammate.
Yeah,
got her face, like, good for her. He claimed that the girl said a cuss word at him or said something to him. I don't know. That's what I saw online. I don't know, but there's really no place for that. There's no question that guy was gone. It is the New York Class D State Championship game.
They were losing, or it was the end of the game or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was in the championship game and he got fired. Oh.
Well,
man.
Yeah, he yanked a girl by the hair. He yanked a high school girl by the hair.
I mean,
that's it. You're going
to
be good with him if he did
that
to your daughter?
Dragged around by our face mask.
You're going to be good? And let me ask you, if somebody did that to your daughter, you good with it?
I'd say, what did she say?
I'm probably not okay with that.
No, I would have said, what did she say?
Nah, you're putting your hands on my daughter's hair and pulling her hair. You're not going to – I already know you're not going to let him do that to your daughter. I would hope you wouldn't.
What did she say? What'd she do?
Nah, okay. you wouldn't do that. That guy's got to go. Got to go, got to go. Get your old ass out of here.
I'm
gotta go, gotta go.
I'm looking at Jaden's mom. I'm sitting in between. I didn't see this part.
I saw the earlier
part. I never watched this long into it. And she was like, oh, no.
He was a Hall of Fame coach, by the way, too.
He is?
Jim Zulo. He's now apologized for pulling her hair. I deeply regret my behavior following the loss to Lafargaville Friday night in the Class D State Championship game. Want to offer my sincerest apologies. Oh, ad blocker. I just got in the middle of it.
Woody Hayes was a Hall of Fame coach, too, and he got, you
in
know
the
what?
70s.
Beat it.
That was only 56 years ago.
Yeah, that's all right. She's
a little while back. And as a coach, under no circumstances is it acceptable to put my hands on a player, and I'm truly sorry. I wish I could have those moments back. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have coached girls basketball. And I mean, can you stop hitting me with these pop-ups?
You need a different ad blocker.
I know. I'm grateful for the opportunity to coach these girls. A difficult time for my family. I'm super proud of every one of these young women, especially that girl whose hair I yanked.
He did not put that in the statement.
I know each one of them will go on to do great things, and I wish them well.
And I bet you she never wears a high pony again.
He's 8. that's what you got out of it? High pony's too easy to pull?
Did he put that in a statement?
The high pony is too easy to pull is what you got out of that.
I mean, if you can't trust your coach, don't wear a high pony. If you can't trust him not to get physical with you, don't wear the high pony.
He's 81 years old.
Like if she had a different haircut or a different hairstyle, there's no hair to grab. But he saw that as a handle, I guess. So look, you need to pay attention.
So you think she should never wear?
No, I think she should wear whatever she likes. I just think
The high pony is not going to be the choice before the next state championship game
until she can trust that coach again or a new coach. That coach saw that as an opportunity. Like, if she's wearing a different hairstyle, he probably doesn't yank on her hair because he just saw that thing. Oh, that's a handle for me to grab. Yeah. I'm not condoning. I just know.
Get your ass over here.
He saw an opportunity, and he took it.
So,
unfortunately.
Did you guys – have you watched Derek Queen's game winner against Colorado State?
Yeah. Yes, the controversy whether it was a travel or not.
He walked, bro.
I didn't even notice that.
I've seen some people say that first one was a gather step. It's a whole James Harden thing.
Oh, here comes the gather step.
The internet. Look,
was the gather step was the fourth. Was the first of four.
Dude, the gather step crew is unbearable. And I don't know how I get on these. I probably watched them, and so now it's in my algorithm. Somehow I get caught in these stupid videos where, is this a travel or no? And it's somebody doing some ridiculous stuff. And I always try to go back and see, was it actually a travel? And then it invariably turns into, quote unquote, old heads saying everything's a travel. And then you got Gen Z saying, those are gather steps. That's totally legal. Some of them are like, gather step? Bro, you can't take four steps. There's just no such thing as a gather step where you can take four steps. What are y'all talking about? Most of the time it is travel, to be honest with you. I'm an old head, but that's fine. The rules are still the rules. They've tried to change the rules without the rules being changed.
Yeah.
Like there's a new – the gather step basically allows you to do anything you want. Do you have the – so I sent you the audio. I sent it to you in email, Dale. Derek Queen was the guy who made the little running jumper. To beat Colorado State, I had Colorado State in my moving on in my bracket, so that wasn't great. But I got beat with that one. It was a cool moment for Maryland. And they were asking him, they said, hey, Derek, man, what is it about your coach? Did you guys listen to that guy so much? What is it about him?
Willard's someone who basketball players listen to, and what has he meant to you guys in the short time he's been with you?
He do pay us the money. And then so we got to listen to him. And we all trust him because he's like a player coach. and then he want nothing but the best for us. And he just he coaches hard. He talked to us other than basketball.
You could have just stopped after the first thing. He paid us the money. So we have to play for him. We have to listen to him.
If Derek had started with all the stuff he ended with, and then go, oh, and by the way, he pays us the money as a joke, and everyone's like, ah, oh, Derek, you're being so funny.
Derek led with the truth.
Yeah, he led with
the
truth.
He pays us money. Pays us money. We got to listen to him now.
And
until we hit the portal.
Someone showed a picture of Kevin Willard's reaction off, because you can see it in the video. He's just got his head in his hands. By the way, this comes maybe less than 24 hours after Willard was railing against his program, at least Maryland, the administration, for not supporting the program. He was talking about how their NIL wasn't at the level it should be and how they need a new practice facility and he needs the arena to be branded with whatever company so more money can come in. Less than 24 hours after talking about how much money they don't have. His best player, at least the hero of the night, was like, yeah, he paid us. That's why we're here.
He pays us. That's a man. He signs a check.
Yeah. Willard apparently is considering signing a contract extension, but he wants all these things in writing. He wants promises from Maryland that they're going to go all in on NIL and other stuff to make sure the program can compete at the highest level.
Well, let's face it. Maryland's a basketball program. I mean, that's how you're going to compete. And you're going to get guys. That kid's a freshman. And he is—he can't be more naive and more honest. He told the absolute truth. That man pays us the money. That's why. That's it. And you know, you could. And then, oh, well, blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
blah.
He's a coach's player's coach.
He's a player's coach.
Does
he a lie.
He does a dance. He dances.
We like that. Yeah. Baloney. He pays us the money. That's why.
He pays
That's
us
how
the money.
I would be. I'd be Derek Queen. Okay?
Yeah,
walking.
But coaches can pay you the
win.
Money, and you still don't have to listen if you want to go somewhere else. You can still get your money and then just leave and go get more money.
Yeah, you can go get money elsewhere.
He was a big recruit
you know
for
what?
Them.
Or,
he's a Maryland kid from Baltimore, so.
Yeah, he's from Baltimore.
He was probably going to go there. You know who doesn't say that out loud? Kelvin Sampson's guy.
No.
He pays us the money. I'm here. I listen to him just because he pays us the money.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Don't know. I don't even want to talk about
Kelvin's
it.
Kelvin's head would explode.
It makes me nervous just thinking about it.
It'd be worse than if you
and
said
they say
Gonzaga
Kelvin totally,
to
like, Kelvin's not. When John Dassett was doing stuff with University of Houston with NIL deals, you know, the coaches can't be involved. The coach couldn't be involved. But Kelvin was, like, he understood. And I think we actually asked him this on the air, if I remember correctly, John. He understood that this was part of it. Like, he doesn't love it, but he understands. And he's not one of these guys who's just fighting tooth and nail against
everything.
No, but
he also told us if that's your prime. If that's your
you're
prime
not
goal,
cougar.
Then you're out of here.
Yeah.
You're not here. Well, you're not part for. You're
yeah,
not for
and
this
there
program.
Is a difference. Like you can, like these kids are. It's inside the law. I mean, it's inside the rules now that they can get paid, and you know, hopefully there's some you know some standards set up in the future. But that's all perfectly fine that these guys get paid. That's all perfectly fine. That's the way it's set up now. However, there is a difference between the guys who are only there trying to collect money. And make as much as they can. And the guys who want to play and win at a high level and also understand that they're getting paid too. Like, there are two very different types of people. I guess in the real world, same thing can be said.
Yeah.
You have people who do it for the money like Dell, and you have grinders like me and you who are Hall of Famers.
Excuse yeah, me? That's true. That's true.
What money do I do it for?
You do it for that. That giant chicken.
An adulation. You got a whole thing of chicken tenders from Trill Burger. I only got half of a Trill
that
tender
was an adulation.
And a third of the burger.
You
and Sam grabbed the whole thing.
No, you said, hey, come in here and get it. And I grabbed it. Or John did. So I grabbed what I was told to grab. I didn't. They didn't bring it specifically for me. What are you talking
about? It was like Trill
Burger's
never even
Lance
came
wanted
up
the whole
with
thing.
My plate.
What? Dale,
just so you know, he was very disappointed when you grabbed it.
Well, you told me to come in. I wasn't coming in. You're like, hey, Dell, come here and grab this.
I worked really hard to get us that food. And then
blame your partner.
Sam goes, can I get this whole hamburger? I guess.
Blame John for that. Not the Sam thing. That's you.
It's like the intern took the burger from me this time.
I'm trying to share with my coworkers. Lance wanted the whole damn thing.
Well,
I cut. What are you talking about? I went and got a knife so I could cut it for you. Mm. I cut it into a third and got half of a tender. And then the interns came and took my burgers from me.
The only person he's more upset about with now, at least today, is the dude from Rutgers. Was it St. John's? Excuse me, St. John's and Sam because you took his burger. These are the two people he's upset with.
Yeah, Luis or Ruiz.
R.J. Luis.
That guy was literally terrible.
Yeah,
they were calling him Lewis on the broadcast.
Oh, is it Lewis? Okay.
Yeah, they were calling him Lewis on the broadcast. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
R.J. Lewis.
I guess it is Lewis.
Yeah. It's spelled Lewis, though. Time to talk for me to talk about a guy, Jim Fiumi, from New York, but he made his way down here, couldn't get here fast enough, and has been here ever since, going on 40 years that he's had Gulf Coast Windows. So here's the deal with Jim Fiumi. He's always wanted quality. He's always wanted to have the I'm not starting a business here. And I'm going to give you a crappy product, and we're going to try to just make as much money as we possibly can off of you. We're going to give you, you know, we're not going to pay attention to service. We're not going to pay attention to details, installation, warranties. We're going to have a crappy, no, none of that, none of that. What he's going to do, he's going to get you the best window in the market. What he's going to do, he's going to get you the best door in the market. What he's going to do, he's going to put it in, and he's going to make sure that it's flawlessly put in. He's going to make sure that you have the best experience with him and Gulf Coast Windows. That's how you win the Pinnacle Award. That's how you're the best in show. That's how you are the leader in the industry. because you do all of those things. And Jim Fiume's been doing it. You think he hasn't seen every window possibility, every door possibility? He's seen it all. And when you see his showroom and you see the product that he's got, you're going to go, wow, Gulf Coast Windows is the only way. The only window. It is awesome. It is awesome. It is an awesome window. Go find out for yourself. You're replacing your windows or you're building a home, put in Gulf Coast Windows. GulfCoastWindows.com. GulfCoastWindows.com. 713-849-5454. Get a free consultation at GulfCoastWindows.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
You missed Attic again, Bill. Oh, well. 713-780-3776. Hurry and get in. So this weekend, we had the Cougs. That's the top story. We had the Rockets winning and losing. We had Trent Brown being added. We have the possibility that Cam Smith is going to make the opening day roster. There are a couple of spots left, and we'll see whether or not Cam Smith is one of those guys. They released John Singleton. Van Wey is not on the roster, the reliever, who apparently was pitching pretty well, but he's not going to be up with the big club. Ort and Whitley. Are going to be start as injured players, but it won't be long, Dana Brown said, before they're available. So they might be up pretty soon. You got three lefties in the bullpen right now. So that is something that they haven't had before. Anything else that's major that we missed?
There was a UFC card in London. Nothing major. Oh, this is huge. This is a huge story, actually. An American runner returned to the big stage after a much-debated four-year doping ban and won a silver medal in the 3000. Her name is Shelby Houlihan. Have you heard about her, John?
No.
Well, Shelby Houlihan is the U.S. record holder in the 1500 meters and former record holder in the 5000. And which is that unusual? Because those are two very different distances.
Yeah.
Is it normal for 1,500 and 5,000 to be the same record holder?
Know.
She can run forever, and I maybe know why. She sat out the Paris Olympics because she tested positive for a performance-enhancing drug. That's bad, right? Did you want to know what happened?
Yeah.
Well, she claimed that she ate a burrito from a food truck that was tainted. The 32-year-old runner said she was flooded with a range of emotions after her second-place finish. In the lead-up to the Olympic trials in 21, Houlihan revealed she had tested positive for nandrolone and claimed it came from a tainted pork burrito she bought from a Mexican food truck. Now, before you crap on this, don't forget that we had Dwayne Brown, who had steak in Mexico, and the NFL even said, yeah, he's probably right.
Yeah. No. I believe her now. Since, you know.
She had nandrolone in a pork burrito.
She remembered that pork burrito, went right to the pork burrito card.
Now, it is a little weird. Like, you tested positive. I know exactly what it was. Pork burrito, Mexican food truck. That's what it was. Well, what was a little strange, though, is because Houlihan's case divided the track and field anti-doping world, mainly because many elements of it were similar to the no-fault cases that often result in athletes receiving little or no penalty. So there have been a lot of instances where this kind of thing has brought on little to no penalty. She got a four-year doping ban.
Wow.
It was prosecuted by the International Athletics Integrity Unit, received no such leniency, and was forced to spend the prime of her career on the sideline.
And then she came back and finished second.
For eating, Has she just stuck with Chipotle? They spend all that money in advertising on Chipotle. And you see those people making everything every day on the grill. None of it has a bunch of nandrolone in it.
Well, hopefully not.
But, I mean, God forbid.
You don't know.
Well, hopefully they don't test you if you do. Because you could just be eating a lot of pork burritos there and just say, why am I running so fast? Why am I recovering so well?
You think that pork burritos make you run fast?
I didn't before this, but I do now. But you got to buy them off a Mexican food truck, according to that girl.
Right. She immediately went to the Mexican food
truck. She immediately said, Mexican pork burrito, Mexican food truck. I know exactly where this nandrolone came from. And they're like,
it says in the ingredients on the Mexican food right there, pork burrito.
May contain
rice
mandrolone.
And beans and pork and mandrolone.
Do not consume this if you're an Olympic athlete.
No, it had all the ingredients. Mandrolone was fourth, so it was a heavy, heavy dose of it.
May cause sweating, diarrhea, vomiting, thoughts of suicide.
Can you ask for extra?
And also, extra nandrolone on the side?
Like if you're not an Olympic athlete.
A little mandrolone on the side.
If you're not an Olympic athlete who won't get tested, can you ask for extra in the burrito?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's an extra. It's an upcharge.
Oh, it's like if I want fresh jalapenos. And
Or double meat. If you want double meat.
Okay. If you want almond milk. If you want to be, you know. What am I?
Almond milk. You can get a tiny bit of almond milk. By the way, it takes like a gallon of water to produce one almond. They say it's one of the worst things. That's the ironic thing. It takes so much water to grow almonds that everyone who's that does it for an environmental, for a environmental or vegetarian or whatever, where you don't want regular milk or I'll just take almond milk. Yeah, that sucks up a lot of water. Just making one almond. You sure you don't want to stay with soy? Nah, it tastes bad. I don't mind almond milk. I've had it. You get used to it. Oat milk.
What about oat milk? How much water does oat take?
I don't think a whole lot.
Okay, there you go. Let's go oat milk.
Yeah, it tastes bad.
Soy's terrible. No, oat
soy
milk is
good. Terrible.
Oat milk is good. And we're trying to save the cow's teats, I guess. I don't know. Why don't we want cow milk? I forget.
Some people don't like because it comes from a cow.
It is.
What do you mean?
What's
the matter with cows?
They don't think the cows
are
treated
well. Why don't you drink horse milk? Why don't you drink horse milk? Fair question.
I didn't know horses.
Why don't you drink pig milk?
What are you about to say? You didn't know horses produce milk? Of course they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's horse milk. I mean, you need to be intentional now. I'd want to see where it came from.
What do you mean?
I want to see the milking process.
Okay.
I want to make sure that everything's on the
you
level.
You want to make sure it's actual milk.
That I'm not being pranked.
Well, I don't want anyone around me who's going to prank.
We eat pigs. But we don't drink pig milk. For some reason, we're okay
why
with like
cow. Have we figured out that cow's the cleanliest of all of them, milks? Why do we drink cow milk?
It's so funny. And I'm here too. Like, a big cold glass of milk.
I love it.
To this day, I love it.
If you
tell me, like, what about mother's milk? I would hate to take. Thank God my mom gave me formula. If we did it from this cow? Oh, that is delicious. Doesn't make a lot of sense.
No. Well.
But I mean, I'm not trying to make. I'm not going back now.
You want pig milk?
I don't want pig milk. I don't want goat milk. Goat cheese is okay.
People do that, goat milk. Which is the next acceptable animal you would drink milk from after cow?
It's just not one. That's the crazy thing is there's not
the
an animal.
The cow's got the giant udders and you can
What does that matter?
you ever see a cow being milked? It's really pretty gross.
Of course. It's all gross. Or they put the machine on. I think they just use a machine now.
Well, when we were kids and we saw it at a farm one time on a – and it was like, and the guy, I'll never forget, we were in second grade. And the farmer where we were, we took a trip outside. I don't even know where we were. He grabbed an udder and was shooting it into a dog's mouth. And we were looking at it like, whoa.
Into a dog's mouth?
Yeah, he's like, he had his little farm dog there. He's like, here, have some of this.
I mean, I went to.
And that milk just went.
Zoo, and they shot into a bucket. Hey, anybody want to try this? Like, nah, I'm good. I don't want that warm milk. But I'd never seen a shot into another animal's mouth before.
No, I'll never forget that.
Anyway,
Never forget that anyway. By the way, I got to go to Gilbert's.
Scar you for life?
I got
you're good.
I got right. You know what? Maybe I go to Gilbert's today.
Okay.
I got an article to finish.
You got food?
I got three write-ups. Yeah,
gotta bring food.
I have to come with some food. Yeah, I'm gonna bring him a burger.
Oh no!
Oh, from that cow.
Oh no! He ain't having that.
I'll bring him Whataburger.
He's like, you think he won't eat a burger, John?
Oh, French fry? No, I bet he'll eat a hamburger.
But he's gonna be like, okay, come tomorrow with my steak.
Yeah, you know, I'm taking a big chance. Like fries and Dr. Pepper, I know are good. If I come with the cheeseburger from Whataburger,
I don't think he likes cheese. He doesn't like cheese on it.
Are you sure?
Cheese. Yes, I'm positive. Positive.
Why are you positive?
Because I remember when he was at Nick's place, and he ordered a burger, and I said, Gilbert, you want cheese on it? And somebody said, Chinese people, they don't eat cheese.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Like, okay.
Why don't Chinese people eat cheese?
Well, I'm trying to think. I've had a lot of Chinese dishes before. I've never had cheese in them.
No, I had Kung Pao with some grated Parmesan over it one time. That was delicious.
Did it come
with
it
or you did?
I'm kidding. Oh. I had mozzarella over some mugugai pan with mozzarella over the top.
It was chicken fried rice with Gouda.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
chicken
exactly.
fried.
They don't do cheese.
With Gouda. No.
No, they don't.
Yeah. So, no, do not do cheese. Oh, then it would have been a catastrophe.
Because they're like, milk from a cow? Disgusting. And they're probably right.
Yeah,
and I'm
probably.
Like, give me the biggest glass you've got, ice cold.
What about Craig DeSerf? Does he eat cheese?
Yeah, I'd have to think so. It's a source of protein. I'd have to think Craig does eat cheese. Yeah, he does, more than likely. I know Craig is busy with a lot of things other than cheese eating. He's busy trying to sell cars to you, but do it in a way that is fun for you, like. The car buying experience, it's a lot of fun to get a new car. Once you've got one, you love the smell. You love the way it feels. We always drive a little slower in a new car. Like, this handles great. You love all the new features. And I tell you what, the tech now in these cars is incredible. If you haven't had a new car since 2000, even 2021, you're going to be blown away by what you get to experience in these new cars now. It's really pretty incredible. What the tech is like, but the way they handle, and I'm trying the Buick Enclave, handles incredible. It is a larger sized SUV, but the one that's lowered, it's not, you know, the great big ones, and I'm getting better gas mileage. I have great safety features, and the tech inside is awesome, which I love. Sound systems, outstanding. You know, they've got purchase deals going on right now with APR finance rates that are low, low, low on a variety of Chevrolet vehicles, for example, that are out there, and Buicks. But they also have the GMC Sierra pickup truck with great dealer cashback options for you if you're looking for a pickup truck. So, I mean, whether it's a Chevy or a Buick or a GMC, there's great offers going on right now and programs going on right now for all three of those makes. And Craig DeSerf wants you to come out and experience it for yourself. Head on out to Angleton or just start the car buying experience online at Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC.com. You can see their entire new inventory, stock of new inventory, and you can look at pre-owned vehicles as well that are vetted and ready for you. It's Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Head on down to Angleton and experience the difference for yourself.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, you know, it's really weird. Apparently, a woman was told she couldn't take her dog on a flight. So you can't go home because you're going to miss your flight, right? But you can't bring the dog on the flight. What do you do? What would you do in that situation?
Well, if you can't bring your dog on a flight?
Yeah.
I guess you sneak it in your purse. I don't know. What did she do?
She went and drowned it in the Orlando airport bathroom.
Wow, that's not... I didn't have the Michael Vick solution on my bingo card.
Is that the worst person?
That is terrible.
She brought her dog with, thought she could bring it on the plane. They said no, so she drowned it. That's a... Special.
Wow, that is terrible. I don't think I'll hear a worse story today.
That's the worst. You're a...
Except for that kid shooting from St. John's.
Oh.
RJ yeah. Luis or whatever. That was the worst story I've heard all day.
Well, okay. Hey, apparently there's a new zombie deer disease. Apparently it's contagious It's a fatal illness in deer, elk, and moose. And experts say as it takes hold of the U.S. and reach other countries, it's not affected humans yet, but the risk is growing. Do you want zombie deer disease?
So what? Can you give me more? Maybe. Can you give me more intel on what
apparently
it does?
It's killing deer and moose and elk.
Yeah, but
it's
what does it
make
them do? It's a
fatal neurodegenerative
disorder.
But are
we going to turn into zombies?
Yes, we turn into zombies.
All right, well, I don't want it, but I want to see one person get it.
No,
I don't
want to
see that. We've already got measles here now. We're bringing the measles and polio back. I don't want to bring back zombies.
Zombie deer disease.
No more zombies.
It's called that. It's being the symptoms include drooling, emaciation, disorientation, a vacant staring glaze, and a lack of fear of people.
Well, that's my kids. All of that.
Well, I don't know if that's your...
Not emaciation, but the rest of them.
Apparently, a runaway truck wheel injured four SDA Academy, Seventh-day Adventist Academy students. And
yeah,
the witnesses needed counseling. If you see someone getting hit by a tire, do you think you need counseling?
Okay, I will tell you this. Have you ever seen those videos where the tires come off and they start rolling down?
Yeah.
Like, they can do some damage. I've seen those things, and I realized I had no idea how dangerous they were.
Oh, no, you can get messed up.
Oh, my guess are those kids got jacked up.
Yeah.
If they needed counseling, I got a feeling we had some faces get splattered.
Well, they're not the ones that needed counseling. It's the people who saw it that needed the counseling.
It depends. If you see faces get splattered, it could be kind of rough.
Yeah.
I don't know how bad the accidents were. Did you see somebody's arm get broken in half?
I didn't see anything.
I'm Gen Z, so I'm not getting counseling probably. But
yeah, probably not.
But probably I would need to if I saw somebody's face get splattered, like, and they got killed. Did anyone get killed in it?
I'm a boomer. I want to see the video of it. So
don't worry, it'll show up on your timeline at some point.
At some point, we're done. The Del Olale Show is
Olale,
next.
Yeah. Olale, yeah.
Same thing.
No.
It was,
next. But now it's different.
Well, it's kind of
Akeem.
The same thing. Okay, you can't change your name, Tony Dorsett.
Yes,
Joe Theismann. Joe Theismann.
If I'm...
You ain't Joe, you ain't going for the Heisman.
No, I'm just honoring my heritage, that's all.
Okay. I'm your mama called you Olale, I'm gonna call you Olale.
She didn't call me that, she just called me by my first name.
She
didn't want to butcher it either.
Delvin Aloysius Olale. Get over here.
Who did?
Aloysius.
Did Amon Ross St. Brown's dad name me Aloysius? What are you talking about?
I don't know what your middle name is. It seems like that's what it would be. That's all I'm saying. Time for me to talk about my man, Scott McGrath, over at McGrath Pest Control. Scott McGrath, he's kick-ass, bro. He's going to kill. Now, two things are coming up here. This is a termite season. I don't know if they have a season or whatever, but it's starting to get warm. And if you are buying or selling a home, or if you suspect that there might be some termites at your house, if you kept wood around your house, don't do that. If there's wood outside of your house, chances are the termites could come up and they can get inside the home and they can really destroy your home. You need termite protection. That's our guy, Scott McGrath. He can detect. He can find it, and he can work on it. He can kill them bugs. You know what else he kills? Mosquitoes. So if you're going to be outside a lot this spring and summer, which you are, if the kids are out there, you got a pool, or you like to barbecue, you like to eat outside, can't do it. Not with the mosquitoes. Well, we got the mosquito murdering system from McGrath Pest Control. We loved it. It was incredible. It worked. It's awesome. You don't have any mosquitoes. We like to be outside. We loved it. And Scott McGrath, he is kick-ass with this as well. It is, I mean, listen, you got any bugs whatsoever, stop already. You're gross. Do not have bugs in your home. McGrathPestControl.com. That's McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5.